Canmore, Sher Betson Lifar, Death, Taxes, and Mark Ahrens with multiple medals hanging from his neck after the Paralympics. Coming off yet another massive outing at the Winter Paralympic Games, where he won 4 medals, gold, silver, 2 bronze, the 32-year-old skier is among an elite company of Canadians following Beijing. "I'm extremely proud," said Ahrens, who's from Hartsville, PEI. "I wish I could have done a little bit better with the cross countries, I think. I'm not sure there's anything I could have done to have better performances those days." Along with teammate Natalie Wilkie, Ahrens tied for most medals won by a Canadian in Beijing with 4. Over the past 2 games, Ahrens, who lives and trains in Canmore, has won a staggering 10 medals. With all the podium success, the 12-time Paralympic medalist is on an exclusive list of Canadians with double-digit medals at the Winter Paralympics. Only 3 others have done it, including teammate Brian McKeever, who's a 16-time gold medalist and winner of 20 medals overall. A 4-time Paralympian, Ahrens's shining moment in Beijing was in the 10-kilometer biathlon on March 8, an interval start with 5 2.5-kilometers loops and 4 trips to the shooting range. Each missed shot resulted in a 100-meter penalty lap. After 4 trips to the range at the Zhangjiakou National Biathlon Center, Ahrens was in a head-to-head battle for gold with Ukraine's Grigory Vivchensky, where one tiny mistake would decide medal colors. "I thought I opened with a really good, first, lap and shot clean, and that was the first step," said Ahrens. "Then all of a sudden, I heard a high-tempo ski behind me and I looked and there's Grigory who just caught 30 seconds on me, and I was like, oh wow. Okay, maybe I wasn't as fast as I thought." Ahrens was still getting over the demanding 20 kilometers cross-country classic a day earlier when he finished 4th. Coming in fresh, Vivchensky didn't participate in the classic and skied like it. Knowing this, the Canadian focused on what he could do with a rifle. The pair of champions, who are friends outside of racing, set the bar for the field that day. Vivchensky led over Ahrens as they shot clean in the next 2 trips to the range and were skiing neck and neck. The Ukrainian even waited for Ahrens once to finish knocking down targets. "I didn't realize this until later, but he actually waited for me. He really wanted me to ski in front of him that 3rd lap," Ahrens said with a laugh. Finally, head coach, Robin McKeever, told me, "You gotta go now or you gotta wait until the end. I didn't quite feel I had the strength to go multiple times, so essentially I had one chance and I had to do it." On the 4th lap, Ahrens noticed Vivchensky, who still led, was slowing down. Ahrens' pace was not one Vivchensky could maintain, but it was still not nearly enough to significantly pull away from the Ukrainian. When the pair entered the 4th and last shooting bout, both were 15 for 15 and it became clear that if the Canadian was going to win, he would have to shoot down the final 5 targets and then ski his ass off for 2.5 kilometers to the finish line. "The focus was shoot clean. That was the only way I could stay competitive that day, I thought," Ahrens said. Shooting just mere feet away from each other in prone position, Vivchensky made his first mistake of the day at the worst possible moment. He missed the 3rd target and hit 4 of 5. A costly mistake in the game of seconds. Ahrens, however, knocked them all down. "When I went clean I started going and I saw he went to the penalty loop and I knew that was my only opportunity," said Ahrens. "I had to go then in order to open up a gap because I know he is capable of closing quite a bit of time in that final lap and I didn't think it was over yet." The Canadian attacked the first quarter of the last lap, trying to open as much distance as he could on the Ukrainian. About halfway through the lap, the race was Ahrens's as he grew stronger while Vivchensky faded. At the finish line, an overjoyed Ahrens burst with emotion when gold was secured. The celebration of fist pumps, jumps and cheers was an accumulation of many things: hard training days, a life dedicated to sport, and uncertainty leading into Beijing. The fear COVID could cancel the games at any moment was always a dark lump in Ahrens's mind. Like, am I doing all this work and then it's going to be moved to another year or later or cancelled outright? So there was always that little stress. "And then when we got here, there was also that anxiety of trying to stay healthy," said Ahrens. "The racing was the simple part of just doing it." Over the course of the games, Ahrens won silver in the 12.5 kilometers individual biathlon, bronze in biathlon sprint, and bronze in the 4x2.5 kilometers mixed team relay. After Beijing, Ahrens didn't waste any time finding competition again and headed to Whistler, BC, for cross-country nationals. After a few rough seasons, it's kind of all coming back together, and I think it will be special going to nationals and a nice end to the season, Ahrens said.